www.thebeatsmedia.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Joining me tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
As we get ready to wrap out this week of in-studio shows, not quite. I mean, we still have Saturday and Sunday, but then Monday, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is kicking off in Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. People are posting on the Porkfest 2011 page on Facebook that they are hitting the road, they're getting on airplanes, they are already arriving in New Hampshire, so a lot of folks...
From as far as Australia.
Yes, that's right, and we have somebody actually here visiting last night from Portugal as well, mm-hmm. The Porcupine Freedom Festival really is an international event, and the Free State Project is an international movement, because people around the world value freedom. They want to be free, and when they look around, they notice that, they've got anything but that. So that's why they understand the idea of getting together with other like-minded people. And that's going to be what Porkfest is all about. It's going to be about bringing hundreds of like-minded people together into the same place and having a darn good time as well. And we'll tell you more about the Porkfest here in a little bit. But it's, you know, the buzz has already started. Mandrick, actually, who we talk about on the show, I think we can make
Baclava
this...
George.
Yeah, I think we can make this announcement. I've been teasing it for a little while. But Mandrick is now... moved to New Hampshire.
Sweet.
Which is, right, we talk about Mandrick's baklava on the show, and he makes some killer baklava. I've actually got some in the freezer if you guys want some, but...
Not you guys, but us guys in
Well, Mandrick has some in his
studio.
Freezer, too, I'm sure. So if you want some from Mandrick, you could just go to mandrick.com.
Then you get to call in and say, I'll take that. Was I the third caller?
Well, baklava is kind of a location-oriented thing. You have to be where it is in time and space to consume it.
Although he does send it out.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
He will move it through time and space to get it to you.
He will,
for money.
He will send it out to you, and you can go and get details on that at mandrick.com. But just a
There's
really
no
nice
C
guy.
In Mandrick.
Correct. Mandrick. Really nice guy. And I'm glad to see him here. He's had a tough road, though. He's one of those people who. And he's actually going to be on the Sunday show, from what I understand, this
That's
weekend
right.
with you, Mark. So
That's right.
I'm sure you can talk more to him about this. But he's one of those guys who came to the ideas of liberty, but unfortunately his significant other didn't. And so that resulted in him, finding himself in a real frustrating position. I mean, you've got the person that you love who just can't see the light, for lack of a better term, who can't
use not, see the importance of
not,
the light, I think,
right.
is mostly.
Yeah, has not grasped. The relevance of this, and of course, when you find the ideas of freedom and they mean something to you, as they do to me, that's why I moved to New Hampshire, so I could be more free in my lifetime, get active, that's why we're all here.
Yes.
When you find those ideas, it becomes one of the most important things in your life. And
kind of the foundational, if your foundational beliefs are all shared by people in a central location, why would you want to be anywhere else?
Plus, when you're with somebody who's important to you, you want to grow together with that person. You don't want to grow apart. And if that person just doesn't get it, or they get it but they can't see why it's important, or whatever their issue is, and you're growing apart from them, that is a difficult situation.
It's difficult.
Especially if you've got kids.
And he does.
Yeah. And so what he ended up doing, he told me earlier this year that he was planning on staying in the Pennsylvania area where he's from for his kids' sake. And then he realized that if he's not happy where he is, then what good is he going to be to his kids? So he figured, and he wasn't happy in Pennsylvania, so he figured move to where he'll be happy and then he'll be better for his kids when he can go and see them or have them come see him or whatever it is that would work out with that.
But you can see how the bitterness might be created in this situation. Anytime anybody gets a change in philosophy that's so profound as finding the ideas of liberty can be for some people, you know, it can cause problems. There's no doubt. And you can see how some people might be, we broke up my marriage. The ideas of liberty broke up my marriage.
I have probably a little bit of a different view than other people, you know, about that.
I found that to be true generally. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty much one of the only people around that's raised three humans. Some people have some young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Most don't have any. So, you know, I tend to be, even though I believed in liberty that whole time, I definitely made different choices because I was a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
My husband left to go be happy too. So in any case, kids though, you know, I was a single mom, and so I made choices differently than had I not been a mother. I would have, you know, come out here or been much more active and I don't want to say on the offense in like a battle sort of way, but I would have maybe been
proactive,
more proactive, definitely.
Well, you've got your chance now. Apparently, you've got a ticket, and you'll be going to court for that.
Yes, I've been summoned.
Yeah, so that's going to happen next month. That's probably an arraignment, though, that you're going to next month, and not likely to be the trial.
Right.
So, but at some point, you're going to be going to court, just like many of us have. So.
I will be going to court. I'm actually really excited. You know, I've kind of been wondering. People keep saying, you better register your cars. I'm like, well, okay. When the car's gone and the truck's gone, there's the motorcycle, at which point I will then get a horse. I love to ride. And I might have to tether him outside in your, you know, just in your grass there. He'll keep it mowed.
Well, the registration issue is an interesting one because I was actually pulled over at one point for driving a car which is registered in New Hampshire, but didn't have a New Hampshire tag on it. And that's because I was driving with a private license plate that I'd had custom made.
So you took the plate off.
I took the New Hampshire. It wasn't my car. It was somebody who gave this car to me, and it was still under his name, and it was still registered in New Hampshire. So it was a violation of the New Hampshire statutes to drive a car with anything else but a New Hampshire plate on it if it was registered in New Hampshire, which made me wonder what would have happened, if anything, if the car was registered elsewhere and had the private plate on it.
Hmm.
Because New Hampshire can't enforce the laws of Michigan. So it would probably be illegal in Michigan to do the same thing, but New Hampshire can't enforce that. So I've always wondered about that. At some point, I'm going to probably put that private plate on, and we'll find out eventually what happens there. But what they're saying is that, well, if you've lived in New Hampshire for more than 60 days, then you have to register the car there, and I'd like to see what the proof of obligation is on that claim.
Well, it was interesting because he asked for my proof of registration, and I gave him this piece of paper that I had collected in Tennessee. When I had gone into the DMV, my thought was that because I had two children who were driving my vehicle, that it was one thing for me to have the beliefs I did. But to push that off onto them when they were already driving without licenses might be kind of pushing it a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, I'll get one of the vehicles registered that they drive. So I actually went in to try to register my truck that I had bought in Nevada when I lived in California, but then I moved to Alabama and then Tennessee.
It's a confusing array of places this truck has been.
So, right. So, it has never been registered. And when I tried to get it registered in Tennessee, the DMV basically told me that the paperwork was too confusing. So they just gave me this piece of paper that had a license plate number on it, but there's no registration number. So the cop says, well, this isn't actually registered. I'm like, hey, it's what the DMV gave me. And he says, well, can I see your license? I said, nope. And he said, why not? I said, I don't have it. He goes, do you have one? I said, yep. And he said, well, where is it? I said, I don't know. I don't know where it is. And he said, okay, I'd like your name and date of birth, which
you didn't get charged with driving without a license?
No, I
That's
didn't.
Interesting.
But I have no tickets or any of those things. So maybe if I had, they would have, I don't know. But I thought it was interesting. They didn't ask for my social security number as a means of identifying me, which this is the first time I've ever been stopped when they haven't wanted to use that as a means of identifying.
As opposed to the driver's license.
Correct.
Right.
I wonder what they would say if you said, I set the card on fire a decade ago and I just don't remember the number.
Well, when he told me to get into compliance, I said, do you remember who I am? And I said, do you recognize me? And he said, yes. I said, yeah, you came to my house and my son called the cops. Remember, you waited outside in 11-degree weather for an hour and a half.
Toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. You can tell us of your driving odysseys you'd like, or you can bring up absolutely anything. There's lots to discuss here, including the case of self-immolation, which we never really got into in detail last night. We'd like to do that for you. Plus, you can bring up what's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there free. We've got a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone. You want to get quick access to our streams? Not a problem. Go to m.freetalklive.com. You can also access the podcast through that link, m.freetalklive.com.
If you're on any medications, or prescription, and you're getting them at a local pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. Discount Prescription Services can get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they can deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can click Become a Member there on the left-hand side of the page or call the telephone number. It's an 800 number right there on the page. Their customer service is excellent. They third-party certify all their drugs against, you know, counterfeits and that kind of thing. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter if it's Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Abilify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
We are just days away from the kickoff of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. People are moving into New Hampshire temporarily, some of them, some visiting from around the world. And others have made the move permanently. Mandrick, I mentioned before, from mandrick.com. He sells baklava, and it's very tasty. One of our advertisers, he's actually made the move up here from, I believe, the Philly area. And a great guy. And he's made the move to Keene, by the way, which I think is important, too.
You love it when people move to Keene.
I love it.
You're partial.
Yeah, of course I am.
You know,
there's a little bit of a rivalry between Keene and Manchester.
I know. Yeah. So I split the difference, but I'm closer to Keene.
I see. Exactly. Mandrick's here, and I'm sure other people are also making the move. It's common when Porkfest happens, a lot of people will move up. Either they'll plan to move up, or they'll move up and, or not move up, but they'll come to visit during Porkfest, and they'll love it so much they just won't leave.
I moved at the same time.
Yeah.
So Sunday is my 1 year anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
In fact, you're throwing a party to celebrate your 1 year anniversary. So let's continue here with you and your thoughts, your calls. Dina is listening in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Dina. Dina?
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
We had an interesting discussion yesterday, and I was kind of wondering what everybody else's thoughts are about people who are married and have online, quote-unquote, relationships, where they don't lead anywhere. And my husband, my husband has no problem with it, but it was amazing to me how many women actually think that's considered cheating.
No, just to clarify, we're talking about you being, say, like on an OkCupid or something like that, chatting?
On Second Life.
Okay.
Yeah, you get your little character, and sometimes you do naughty things, sometimes it's just talking and things like that. But it amazed me how many women thought it was cheating, and what was more amazing is how many men thought it was cheating.
Okay, so here's my arbiter, and I'd love to hear what Michelle and Mark think on this, but I would say that if you're doing it behind your husband's back, then there's an aspect of dishonesty there. But if you're saying if you're saying, hey, this is what I'm up to, then that's not cheating.
Right. You can't be cheating if your spouse knows about it.
Right.
No matter what it is that you're doing, you're not cheating if they know. Because to me, marriage is about primarily about
communication
and telling the truth. I would say that it is tacky behavior. And for me, cheating is about, you know, what's done in one's heart as opposed to what's done in real life. So, I think that it is cheating if you're choosing to, you know, keep it quiet and, you know, you're, especially if it's the same person, you're definitely having an affair of the heart.
Yeah. I think that when you're missing just a certain part of a physical aspect of your partner's life and you're not seeking it anywhere else, you're not out to bars, you're not out cheating, however, whatever, we work a lot of hours, we're not always there for each other physically, but we get the emotional stuff together, and we do the little bit of time that we have together, we cuddle and do all that spooning kind of stuff, but the sexual part of it, I don't think that it is cheating in that I'm not sneaking around, I'm not telling...
Yeah, wouldn't a vibrator be so much more fulfilling than some online chatting?
But you can't make a vibrator call out your name.
Is it in text form, or is it
by the end of the show, someone will have a vibrator that does just that?
Okay. But you know, there's going to be marketed one that goes, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, oh God.
Amen to that.
That will be the most replayed portion of this particular program.
There's going to be a lot of guys that is a ringtone here shortly.
Yep. I bet you're right. Hey, Dina, so, well, Michelle, do you agree with where Mark and I are coming from? Like, if her husband is aware that this is what she's doing, then it's not cheating.
Okay, yes, in general, I would say so. However, there are some really sad and miserably unhealthy people who, for example, you could tell your husband, this is what I'm doing, you're honest, but he is so broken and so undone that the fact he's like, I can't stop you, so I guess it's okay that you told me. And you know what? That's between you and your husband or whoever, you know, this couple is out there. That, you know, it's not just important to be transparent. It's also important to be thoughtful, you know, and considerate. And, right. You know, when I think of the kind of woman I was 20 years ago, I was so much perkier in so many ways, but I was also, I was a she-devil. No, I was a she-devil. I mean, I just, I tranch on those hearts.
Hey, Dina, how does he feel? I mean, how does your husband feel about this?
He actually kind of thinks it's erotic in that, A, kind of likes to watch a little bit, and he kind of likes the reaction the other person has. But he also knows that it's never going anywhere. I will never see that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of adds a little spice when we're done hooking it up together.
There you go.
Oh, I think you should get some erotica reading. I think you and your husband have, like, many more years ahead of you. Of like.
It sounds fine. I mean, it sounds like what you've got going on is completely a healthy relationship as far as you're communicating with each other. And on top of that, it's not diminishing your relationship. So.
Not at all.
So go get your sexy on.
So what else is on your mind tonight? Anything?
Going on. I rock Cougar Town.
Oh, my.
My husband's 25 and I'm 42.
Wow. Oh, my. Sugar mama.
So it rocks.
Wait, hey, he's 25 and you're 42?
I'm 42 and he's 25.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Hey, Dina, what else do you want to share with us tonight?
That's about it because my husband's like going, let's go upstairs now. You're good.
You just have a super night then. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Rawr! Cougar.
Yeah.
My, oh, my.
No, I said, if she could still be a MILF.
How young, what's the age disparity that you need to have to be a cougar? Like, if she's 42,
right.
Is 32 cougar, is 35 cougar?
No, the difference
cougar?
Is that it was explained to me, because I asked my daughter, who, you know, is up on those words, if you're a MILF, if the guys are coming after you.
Yes, I understand
you're
that.
You're a cougar if you're going after them.
But is it anybody who's younger than you? What am I asking is, like, if she's 42 and he's 41, obviously that's not really a cougar. But if she's 42 and he's 30, is that a cougar? Is he 35? At what age, what kind of difference do you need to have before you become a cougar?
I'd say it'd have to be more than 10.
Half of your age plus 2.
She knows all the rules. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Whatever issue it is. Maybe your relationship. We'll talk about anything. Take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available, too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features for free. We got a webcam. You can go and watch and listen, cam.freetalklive.com. Also, the chat room built into the very same page, cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, as you mentioned, that there it is free. But we mentioned that it's Porkfest, Porkfest weekend. Not quite the eve of Porkfest, but the weekend prior to Porkfest, and people are coming in.
It's the pee-pee weekend.
People are coming in all over New Hampshire. They're kind of touring around, maybe checking out different areas like Keene and Manchester and the seacoast, and you know, seeing what things are like outside of Porkfest. And then, of course, Monday, Porkfest kicks off. So we've got one of our regular chatters from Australia is in the studio tonight. So Phil's here from Australia, and I think that another young lady from Canada is going to be here tomorrow night. So it's like a tour of chatters here on our webcam.
How many people from other countries are going to be at Porkfest? Because there are a lot of them.
Well, we had the guy from Portugal here last night.
Nuno is from Portugal.
That's right. And many, many are coming to visit for Porkfest, and many live here, so you've got that added aspect of it all.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is our number here.
Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized anonymous internet currency. It's gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world, and their overall value is growing with time. There's been a bit of a dip in the Bitcoin market. Is it a buying opportunity? I don't know.
I have no idea. I keep hoping it drops below a dollar again, but it's 1680 right now.
I think you can forget that.
You're probably right.
But it was lower than that today. At, you know, so the people that bought today at 13-something or whatever it was and then bought at 16, now at 16.80, they've increased their money by, oh, I don't know, getting close to 20% or something like that. Learn more. Visit weusecoins.org. It's weusecoins.org.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls, and ladies continue to come first here. Stang is on the line, which is an unusual name for a female, in St. Louis. Stang,
you're
on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm actually calling to talk about, I don't know whether you've read about this kid down in Rushville, Indiana, who they're charging him with a felony for putting a blow-up doll in the girls' restroom in his high school as a high school prank.
Oh, my. What felony?
Yeah, no, I've not heard of this. What is the felony about?
It's a class. They've charged him with a Class C felony for institutional criminal mischief.
Wow.
And they've also charged him with a misdemeanor. He's looking at doing 2 to 8 years in prison if he's convicted.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. That is so crazy. I guess, you know, we've just come across the criminal mischief charge for the first time up here with the activists in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. but I never heard of institutional criminal mischief, which it sounds to me like they take that more seriously because the word institutional means, well, you are mischiefing with a government. You are causing mischief with our government agency and our institution, which is the government school. Wow, that's outrageous.
Well, I think they've charged him based on the fact that when the school went to go in and see what the package was, instead of going in and checking, since this kid has, like, no record, hasn't had any problems in school, they called in the bomb and arson squad.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
This is exactly what it is. They will constantly do this to recover for their own stupidity. These bureaucrats, whether they're blowing up, you know, little flashing signs that people are using for marketing purposes, their own road counters, rocking horses, children's toys that they find. I mean, anything. I could have a bomb in it. I mean, anything could have a bomb in it. Backpack.
Somebody's been watching too many Hollywood movies. And if you actually go, I just went and I looked up blow up doll on Google News search, and that will find, of course, anything that's regarding a blow up doll. And there's another story in the news from Toronto where somebody has been busted for using a blow up doll in the HOV lane. So in some cities, you've got this left lane where you're supposed to have. Yeah, you're supposed to have more than one person in the car, and so some people use a blow-up doll to make it look like they've got a second person in the car so they can be in the HOV lane. This guy only got a ticket. So isn't that also institutional criminal mischief? I mean, it's the institution of the roads. He's creating mischief.
We're not hoping that for him.
No, I'm not, but the discrepancy. It's a clear discrepancy here.
Oh, this is I mean, he's clearly being overcharged. And actually, if you go to Google and you look up Tyle Morton, that's the kid's name, you'll see there's a link for a site called freetylemorton.org. There's a lot of people that have really kind of rallied together and said, you know what, this isn't cool. This kid has a shot at college. He's never been in trouble. His grades are good. Hmm. And the county's embarrassed. I mean, that's what it all boils down to is it costs the county $8,000. They're embarrassed. And
yeah. You wonder whether it's $8,000 or not. Like, it depends on how you calculate this thing. These bureaucrats, these bomb squad cops, likely have other jobs within the police department, hassling people in some manner
they're
or another.
They're getting paid a salary regardless of what they're doing.
So, I mean, are they taking the hours that this guy gets, you know, his cost per hour, and then calculating that? I mean, they already have the bomb squad vehicle. They had a bomb squad in Manatee County where I lived, and the guy just drove this thing around all over the place and basically, I don't know what the hell he did. He obviously didn't pull over speeders or anything. But, you know, I mean, he was doing nothing otherwise. So is it really a waste of money? I mean, the position is a waste of money. I'll give you that. But they've already got the position. So does it really cost them anything extra is what I always wonder.
I think my perception anyway is that the DA, by taking this entire thing to court, is spending more than $8,000.
That much is true.
Going to go in front of a jury. So he's, in essence, as guilty as what he's, you know, charging this kid with. He's
sorry,
wasting.
Bureaucrats can't be guilty of anything. They're the chosen ones.
Of course not. Of course not. However,
I thought for a moment this was a good prank. I thought for a moment this was a good prank, right? Like a senior prank kind of thing. He's just having fun. But he didn't even blow it up. According
to it was still in the box.
Right, it was just in a box. I mean, what?
It's insane.
It's absolutely crazy. So what we're hoping is...
What do they think this is, Batman? Like the Joker puts an uninflated blow-up doll that fills with poison gas and kills all the girls in the locker room?
I know, the penguin. They got the penguin running around in my
body. It's insane.
Stan, you have a really great opportunity. It doesn't sound like you are near Indiana where this took place, are you?
I'm about 3 hours out.
Okay. Well, you know, I've just been reading about so many awesome communities outside of New Hampshire and where we live where people are rallying and are saying no to the police, whether it's the Floridians who are feeding the homeless people and week
over
after week.
Over and over
again. Yeah, and they're getting arrested week after week. And, you know, these are opportunities to just... to, you know, chop at the clay feet of the state, and it will crumble. But, you know, you got to take your outrage and your disgust and, you know, do something in an activist sort of way with that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, then we're just kind of stitching and, you know, complaining.
We have the, actually, I'm the webmaster for the .org, the freetylemorton.org website I just sent you guys to.
Okay,
and
cool.
There's also a Facebook, and I am partnered. There's a group of awesome college kids up in high school and college kids up in Connecticut that have also been really super, you know, and working very, very hard on this. We've contacted the DA. We've contacted news outlets. We've been a little bit, we're getting to be a little bit more on the blog circuits, and people are really kind of picking up the story because they're understanding that this isn't fair. I think most of us have done a senior prank or two, depending on how many years some people were seniors. But
I would say, you know, the question is where was the victim in this? You know,
the institution they're saying is the victim.
These poor high school girls have never seen a blow up doll.
They've never seen a box.
Right.
Exactly.
It would have been funnier. I think it would have been a better prank had he actually taken the time to blow it up, but I could understand why he was maybe in a rush to get in and out of the bathroom and maybe a little bit nervous about doing this. And Stang, I'm glad that you're on the, you know, the case here, because I hadn't seen this story, and thank goodness for our listeners who call in with some of the, you know, the most interesting stuff. Will you do us a favor and kind of keep us in the loop on this?
Oh, absolutely. And you can also reach me through the contact link on the website.
Again, and one more time, plug that site again.
It's freetylemorton, Morton, MORTON.org.
TYELL, freetylemorton.org. And Stang, thanks for the heads up, and I hope to hear good news, and I hope this guy doesn't cop a plea deal in this case, and he actually does go in front of that jury. And thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Blow them up if you want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
Pamdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so lots to discuss here. Still to come, if hopefully we'll tell you more about this guy that set himself ablaze. He self-immolated in front of the courthouse 2 days ago here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. And it's obviously become a nationwide story to some extent. And we'll clue you in on as to what has happened. But, of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Triton is listening in Connecticut. Triton, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Triton. What's on your mind tonight?
It's actually Tristan.
Tristan.
And,
don't you think Triton's a lot cooler, though?
I love the name Tristan. Tristan is old.
Hey, Tristan, Triton. It's all relative. Stang just called in. I am the college student that Stang was talking about, and I'm the creator of Facebook.com/FreeKyleMorton. I just want to plug that really quickly. We have over 3,000 supporters from around the world. In fact, our biggest supporters are in Belgium right now. Stang and I have been working together to spread the word to media and government contacts.
Those Belgian blow-up doll activists.
Have you been in touch with Kyle Morton?
Yes, we have been in contact with Kyle and his family. Right now, Kyle has been out on bail. It was a $33,000 bail.
Holy mackerel.
And he awaits trial on August 2nd. And basically, we want the prosecutor to drop the felony charge and drop the misdemeanor charge because we think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the government shouldn't be involved in this other than the school. If the school can't handle a student, and their behavioral problems, they shouldn't be in business in the first place.
Yeah, it'd be one thing to make them go out and pick up some garbage around the school grounds or something like that.
It seems like a telephone bomb's what's needed here. You know, you call the prosecutor, tell everybody, call the prosecutor at this number, tell them what you think.
That's what they're doing down in Orlando.
Tie up their lines for 2 days.
That's what they've begun to do down in Orlando, as I understand it, is a mass phone calling.
Regarding the homeless, feeding the homeless.
Right, regarding the fact that the police have arrested 21 people over 2 weeks for feeding hungry people.
And usually it doesn't work, like they don't say, okay, we give up. What they do is they just they're just so annoyed that they kind of sweep.
Well, they don't like the fact that their voicemails continue to get full and they can't actually hear from the people that they are important to them.
You know, the little bit of discomfort that they have to deal with the telephone bombs is nothing compared to the discomfort they cause peaceful people. But
I don't know if I would continue using the term telephone bomb. It kind of, I don't know, has a negative connotation
to it. Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you start calling it a telephone bomb, then they'll start charging you with terrorism if that's the case.
Flood the phone line.
There you go.
Yeah,
that one's
flood.
Good. Nice alliteration, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's not really alliteration. It sounds like it.
It made a huge difference, though, in Washington, D.C., with the dancers.
Did it?
Yes. Actually, the police, I had three different phone lines at my house, so I was able to use all three of them, 1, 2, 3 in a row, in order to call. And they, by the time I had done my third one, they were just saying into the phone, I didn't even say anything, and they said, stop calling. They had no idea who I was.
Alliteration is the repetition of a particular sound.
Oh, so you were, it is an alliteration.
Phone.
Got it. So what else do you want to tell us about this, Triton? Anything we're missing?
You know, I might have to stick with the nickname Triton from now on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's what's written in front of me. I didn't correct it.
It's okay. I just want to make the point that he faces 2 to 8 years in prison.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For a freaking blow-up now. And I was looking up some of the people who face 2 to 8 years in prison. And those are sex traffickers, rapists, mm-hmm. even people who commit manslaughter. And when really putting this into perspective, Tile is not a criminal. Tile is a student who committed a senior prank that was kind of dumb, and that's about it.
The only dumb part was he didn't take the time to blow the doll up. I mean, that would have been a lot funnier to come into the bathroom stall and actually see a blow-up doll.
If blow-up dolls weren't funny, they wouldn't have them in so many Hollywood movies. They're funny.
Yeah. Like an airplane. That's classic stuff. Hey, thanks for the heads up on this. Appreciate hearing from you, and definitely keep us in the loop, or you or Stang. Give us a call and let us know as this case develops. I imagine they're going to do what they normally do, and thanks for the call tonight. I imagine they're going to do what they usually do, and that is they're going to bluster as much as they can about this. It's a felony, son. You better look out. You're looking at 8 years in prison. Now, here's our plea deal. We'll give you 6 months probation and a $3,000 fine.
Now, yeah, and the thing about this is, you know, so the school overreacts or the county overreacts, says, may this blow-up doll baby a bomb. Just understand that they could overreact any time they're dealing with you. Some cop could be walking down the road next, cross paths with a woman with a large purse and say, excuse me, ma'am, do you have a bomb in your purse?
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, the county's called out. She's held at gunpoint while they, I mean, just because they freak out and overreact doesn't make this kid culpable for it.
Prosecutor Phil Cavanis, this story from Jezebel.com, says this. In this post-Columbine world, that's what you get when these kind of things happen.
Right, so to assume that this is
post-Columbine, why not post-Jim Jones? Why not
post-whatever, right?
So we're calling Columbine...
It's pivotal.
Yeah. Because it was students?
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tile Morton has never been in trouble with the law. In his teenage years, he's 18 years old, and he is, as was mentioned earlier, out on bail at the moment. So we'll let you know as we learn more.
I think Lizzie Borden was much more pivotal.
Who is this?
Lizzie Borden. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw the job she had done, she gave her father 41. You don't know that little nursery rhyme?
Nope.
Well, it was based on Lizzie Borden, who...
Boy, they love making nursery rhymes about horrific things, don't they?
Indeed.
Are there actually nursery rhymes that aren't about horrible things happening?
You mean like babies falling out of trees?
Spider.
Or children being, you know, led into a stove or whatever? Richard Scarry, I mean, he's got all kinds of horrible...
I'm not sure what Richard Scarry is.
Isn't that who it is? Maybe I'm thinking the wrong
Brothers Grimm?
Brothers Grimm, that's it.
Yes. Yeah.
Mother Goose.
Grimm, Scarry, it all sounds the same to me.
Who's Richard Scarry?
But I find it interesting, you know, we talk about the arbitrariness of ages and dates and times and things regarding the state. And the thing at Columbine, you know, in and of itself, standing alone, I suppose, would be, you know, something that could be considered pivotal. But... when you loop it in with everything else that's kind of going on at the same time, the state, you know, crunching down on people and civil liberties being taken away because we're afraid of a brown guy that lives in a cave and all these things, it just kind of seems to me that's kind of an indication of things that are going on so much as an anomaly. I don't think of it as an anomaly, actually.
I wonder if this would have happened had this young man gone to a private school. I mean, would he have been able?
Doesn't seem as likely.
Well, would he have been able to be charged with institutional criminal mischief if he had gone to a private school?
Probably not.
Is a private school considered an institution, or is it only government-operated facilities that are?
I couldn't say, but I suspect that I would say that he's definitely dealing with you know, more trouble because this was a government situation as opposed to a private.
I am just so glad that I didn't go to school in this day and age. I mean, because.
We used to let out firecrackers in the garbage cans inside the school.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that where it was done at my school that it's just so shocking to see this. And, of course, this ties into something that we talked about out of Texas where they're charging kids on a regular basis with crimes in Texas, with misdemeanors, so not felonies, but still, they get out of school and they've got a misdemeanor on their record. And it's for anything. I mean, anything they do that is considered disruptive in Texas, they can be charged.
Drawing on desks.
They can moon out the back of the bus or whatever, you know, just kind of common thing that happens. Not even something unusual like a blow-up doll, but just common thing. That every kid, most kids, the ones that aren't the total goody two-shoes, have done in school, they're getting charged with criminal acts in Texas for it, Class C misdemeanors. It's crazy what's happening out there. Well, your kids out of these government schools. That's the only solution. Because this guy was a good kid by all other metrics. I mean, he had never been in trouble in any way, shape, or form prior to this. And now he's looking at a felony?
They're government indoctrination centers.
He's not being compliant, and we got to snap him right back in, though.
It's disgusting what's going on. And the only solution is to get your kids out. And then at some point, to stop paying for this.
And the state.
Well, right. Well, we've got to stop our involvement with the state before the state is going. We have to stop collectively believing in the state because it's not the state. It's people calling themselves the state. Mm-hmm. They're human beings. The state doesn't exist. It's just an idea. So we have to actually end the idea of the state. If we want to be more specific, we end the idea of the state. And in order to get to that point, we need to get people to come around to the idea that they need to stop participating in it. They need to stop empowering the people who call themselves the state by voluntarily turning over their hard-earned money to these criminals who are putting our kids in cages and our other friends and family. Hour two next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.